We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For one talk station, this is JNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 68 degrees at 6:30. Two men were injured when a truck was hit by a train north of Belle Plaine near 110th and Oliver. The pickup went around active railroad barricades and was struck by the train. The driver of the truck, 56-year-old man from Belle Plaine, taken to Wesley Medical Center here in Wichita. 47-year-old passenger from Arkansas City was also hospitalized. No word on their conditions. A man facing charges for a domestic violence case from last week was arrested in southeast Wichita. The investigation led to the suspect's location late Tuesday morning near Harry and George Washington Boulevard. Officers saw the suspect leave the house in a car with a stolen license plate. Suspect drove away, leading to a police pursuit. Officer Charlie Davidson says because of excessive speeds, that chase was soon terminated near Central and Hillside.
Officers then continued to work on the case and were able to contact the individual by cell phone. The individual had stated that he was armed and was making threatening statements towards himself. Two Wichita Police Department hostage negotiators assisted with this case.
They eventually convinced him to return to the residence in the 2900 block of East Senate, where he was taken into custody. The 32-year-old man was booked into jail for robbery, criminal deprivation of a vehicle, aggravated assault, domestic violence battery, fleeing from police, criminal use of weapons, and drug and traffic charges. More than $8 million has been awarded to a woman who alleged that the spiritual leader of a cult forced her to work without pay for a decade.
A federal judge in Kansas issued the order Wednesday on behalf of Kendra Ross. She alleged that from the age of 11 until 2012, when she gathered her courage and strength to escape, she was the victim of human trafficking at the hands of Royal Jenkins and his organization, The Value Creators. The suit said that the group forced Ross to work in restaurants and as a maid, cook, and child care provider in Kansas City, Kansas, Atlanta, Dayton, Ohio, Newark, New Jersey, and New York City. Ross's attorney, Betsy Hudson, says she is thrilled. No attorney is listed for Jenkins. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
An Indiana man pleads guilty to a charge of terrorism.
Federal prosecutors say Akram Musleh intended to fly to Morocco and continue on to territory controlled by ISIS, but the FBI foiled Musleh's plan, arresting him 2 years ago when he tried to board a bus heading from Indianapolis to New York. The 20-year-old pleading guilty Wednesday to attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. According to court documents, Musleh's involvement with ISIS began in 2013 when he posted video of terrorist leaders on social media. Musleh faces up to 20 years in prison at sentencing and a maximum fine of $250,000. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Many university students in the U.S. drop out before reaching a four-year degree. Now a University of Arizona professor thinks she may have a way to help.
Professor Sudha Ram tracks the use of student IDs or CAT cards as students swipe them at more than 700 locations around campus, such as libraries, movie theaters, and the student union.
But I know that a student checked in at a location at a certain time, and I can get this list of check-ins. Then you can develop some algorithms to glean their social interaction patterns.
Rahm's research does not identify students by name, but if the university wanted to use it to help stressed out students, that would have to change. She says administrators could come up with a privacy-preserving way to do student interventions if one is considered at risk of dropping out. In Tucson, Arizona, Charlie LaPastora, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This stretch of summer-like weather is going to continue for us, and we warm up even more as we head into Friday and the weekend. Some cloud cover early on with a few scattered thunderstorms possible. It'll be breezy with a high 89. Storms will roll in overnight down to 69, and a few storms may form Friday with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And Ted, I went on the internet and tried to get the radar for Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
And I didn't have much luck. The radar came up, but it had one little tiny blip way out in the ocean. So I thought, That can't be it. They're supposed to have rain there, aren't they? Maybe not. Maybe they'll get the game in. Supposed to be starting here at 8 o'clock this morning? Right?
Yes. Well, they'll get this morning's game in, but they're expecting
later on.
They're expecting storms to develop in the Gulf.
Okay.
And right. Come towards Florida. Yeah.
And this is hurricane season. Now, it's not going to be a hurricane, but hurricane season doesn't start till the 1st. I beg your pardon. What is that, a week from today? About a week from today. Well, rain falls on Florida, and the Shockers better watch out for this. Snakes are slithering for drier ground.
Oh, we don't want that.
Snake expert Bob Cross tells the Orlando Sentinel that he caught a venomous cottonmouth Monday on a sidewalk in his community near Orlando.
Yeah.
Says the third water moccasin he's captured in the past 2 weeks.
Something's going on.
And a lot of non-venomous snakes, including black racers, are also moving around looking for dry conditions. Cross says you can blame it on the rain. He says days of rain have pushed the snakes out of the holes where they live and from other places they tend to hide. He says residents near wooded areas or lakes should be especially cautious, adding that snakes may be on sidewalks or driveways. Watch your step.
Yeah, just hanging out in the sunshine.
It is snake season or snake time in Florida. A wild turkey that gained a sense of celebrity in a southern Minnesota city has been shot and killed by police after attacking a child on a bicycle.
Oh, no.
Police in Rochester, Minnesota say they fatally shot the bird after attempts to capture it were unsuccessful. Authorities say they were trying to trap the bird in a garden using nets. Say they were getting complaints about the turkey pecking at slow-moving cars, chasing motorcyclists, and causing other traffic problems.
That is just to get off of my lawn.
Yeah.
Even the turkey does that, yeah.
The gobbler has been making appearances on social media while traversing a busy Rochester street, eventually earning the nickname Jake the Turkey.
May he rest in peace.
Been sent to the big turkey house in the sky.
Yeah, the funeral arrangements being handled by Butterball.
Well, and I guess they can be pretty aggressive, I guess, turkeys. You know, you remember when the zoo opened, the Citrus County Zoo, what, 74, 75? Somewhere in there.
Right.
But my son, when he was little, his favorite place to go. And you were probably about the same
age. I was the same way.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it out there.
So I still love going to the zoo.
We were in a petting zoo one day in the area, and he's in there, and he goes into this can house or turkey house and comes running out of there with a giant white turkey chasing him. I think I got a picture of it. But that turkey was after it. Scott got away, though.
Oh, that's good.
Everything went okay. Memorial Day weekend coming up, and we're going to be talking about that probably the next couple of days here as we get ready for a 3-day weekend for many, many folks out there. And, gosh, it's going to be, I don't know, people going to the lake, cooking out, going to the pool for the first time.
Yes, it'll be a nice, steamy, hot 3-day weekend.
So since the first of the year, we have not had what we call a major holiday. We've had a couple of President's Days, right? But those 3-day holidays.
And ML King Day.
So this means this is the first one of summer. Then from now on, we've got nothing till 4th of July.
That's correct.
So we're planning our schedule appropriately as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. And it's a time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures had an impressive session of upside and triple-digit closes Wednesday. The live cattle and feeders had their highest trade of the past 7 or 8 sessions, and there still has not been any cash cattle trade in our feed yards reported as of yet. Now, Friday is the cattle and feed report. It has an early release time of 11 a.m. ahead of the 3-day weekend. Expectations are for a record large May on-feed number, but a smaller April placement number. But keep in mind, last year's placement was the second largest in history. At the close yesterday, June cattle were 55 cents higher at 105.45. August feeders, $2.62 higher at 143.35. And June lean hogs up $1.47 at 74.60. The wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed positive Wednesday and near the session highs. They all made new highs for the week. And December corn for the third straight session made new highs for 2018. Positive talk and rumors about China was helpful yesterday and continues to be helpful overnight as we continue to see more upside with December corn equaling its contract high and November soybeans one tick from its contract high overnight. At the moment, July Casey wheat 9.25 cents higher at 5.61. July corn up 3.25 at 4.11 3/4. And July soybeans up 9 cents at 10.48 1/4. July crude oil is trading 92 cents lower at 70.93. June gold, $6.20 higher at $1,295.80. The June S&P, 3 points lower at 2727 and three quarters. The June dollar index, 13 cents lower at 93.79. And June Dow Jones futures trading 38 points lower at 24,821. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, Memorial Day weekend coming up. A lot of people are going to be grilling out. Do you actually grill out? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Do you? What, are you a gas man or a charcoal man? What are you lighted up with there?
Actually, last year I switched from being a gas man to a wood pellet man.
Wood pellets.
I use a Yoder smoker grill.
Do you really? Well, I bet that makes a pretty good steak or hamburger, whatever you do on there, huh?
Makes fantastic. Last year, my first attempt of using it was cooking a big old brisket, and it came out beautiful.
A brisket, huh? Fancy. Fancy. That's interesting, because, my son and my son-in-law, they use a gas grill, and it's okay, but I've got one of these little cheapies where I use the briquettes, and I think my steaks taste better.
You know, there's a flavor that briquettes put out that you just can't copy anywhere else, and I don't have no problem with that either, Steve.
Well, all right. Well.
And I tell you what, I don't care if it's gas, charcoal, wood pellets, whatever, as it's beef on the grill, that's what makes a difference.
That's right, and you're a big proponent of beef on the grill, right?
That's exactly right.
Not chicken, huh?
Not chicken.
Not, some sort of vegetable or something like that.
I have to say, I do like veggies.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I tell you what, you put veggies on a grill, they taste great, too.
I looked up on TV. They've got a commercial on for All Things Barbecue. They show this big grill just loaded with tasty stuff, man. If that kind of stuff doesn't get you in the mood for Memorial Day, I don't know what will.
I know what you mean, and that's where I got my grill at, too. That's a fantastic place.
It is. All right, well, thanks, sir, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 6:42 now. Steve and Ted, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, and on the way, we've got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. He's talking about $37 billion stolen, and it's killing Americans. That story on the way with Don Grant, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.